Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
The thing that's always frustrated me about evolution is that it happens over millennia, too slowly for us to be able to catch it in the act. I mean, wouldn't it be fun to see a reptile turning into a bird and witnessing its first attempt at flight? Or be lying on the beach and seeing a fish come walking up out of the water? Or even Christy Nome transitioning from proto-human to a real person? Well, if you want to see life's rich pageant, there's no better place than Australia. Where else can you find nature's Frankenstein, the platypus, for instance? Scientists down under have found evidence of evolution happening in real time. A species of skink, a small lizard, is changing from laying eggs to giving birth. Some skink groups are still doing eggs, while other groups have moved on. The experts in such things figure the change is in response to shifting climates and environmental pressures. Giving birth to live young will increase their chance of survival in colder or unpredictable conditions, where eggs may not. One thing we can count on is nature forces life to adapt or die trying. There's a lesson to learn in there somewhere, but don't sweat it. As we established off the top, evolution is a long, slow process. We still have lots of time to grow gills or wings or whatever we need to become whatever it is we're turning into. I'm Cal Coat. We turn to our top 30 chart for a wrap on the finest beats of the month that's passed. This hour, we skim off the top 10 and spin them back to back to hear what that sounds like. Let's plug in number 10, brand new from Geneva-based label makers Yala Maku for homemade instrumentation and East African inspiration. This is Al Saif from World Beat Canada Radio.
Rama dasa, sa si.
Carnatic singer Manika Kar and Rama Dasa. That's the Youth Heart Chakra Dance Hall Mix at number 9. Our anchor spot from Cyrus and Cyrus from Geneva as Yala Maku and their new album, simply the number 2. And that is our album cover of the week. And you can find that across social media. And if you'd like to check out our gallery, it's at Pinterest. There are hundreds of album covers to look at there, and they each come with a pocket review. Or the best thing you can do is subscribe to our weekly e-blast at worldbeatinternational.com. That brings us to number 8 as we continue our countdown of the top 10 global tracks to make our top 30 this month. And that goes to Amadou and Miriam. Sadly, the last music that they made together after Amadou's unfortunate passing. The new album is called L'Amour à la Folie, or Crazy Love. This is Sonfo with the new voice of Fally Ipupa from Senegal.
Jamais, on est dévoilé, jamais non. Système Adam on a évané. Non, 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 non.
Quand on aime quelqu'un, il faut pas écouter les indices. Ah, mon amour, il faut pas.
Tocito Balana, hey. Mama, ah. T'es mon amour, on s'est validé.
Les années.
Maitake, the magic mushroom from Shima and her album Shima Jima from Japan, ticking over at number 7 this month on our top 30 chart. Amadou and Miriam before that with Sanfo, new music from Nuevos Rios, and Sumba Ale, a new single that's going to take us on an Afro-Colombian journey. Strap in, that's next on World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Calico. Thanks for joining me. the sombrero-wearing alter egos of L.A. punk icons, the Bronx. That is Mariachi El Bronx, for their first new music in, 7 years, I think? And Forgive or Forget, a new single which anticipates a new album. That's at number 5. Looking forward to it. Nuevos Rios before that at number 6, and Zumba Ale. Anti-Ballots are coming to the Pearl in Vancouver on December 12th. Their brand new album is called Hourglass. The single Solace is at number 4, but we'd like to hear more of the album considering the concert is coming right up. So we give you Oasis, another brand new spin from World Beat Canada Radio. York-based Afrobeat veterans Antiballas and Oasis from their new album Hourglass in concert December 12th at The Pearl on Granville in Vancouver. As we skim off the top 10 from the top 30 chart, our top three are just ahead. Keeping time with the beat of the world, this is World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Coot.
Hola, my name is El Hoodie, and I hope you're enjoying listening to cuts from my new album, Así es el Mundo. As a Latina immigrant in the United States, I appreciate that public radio supports diverse voices. I know a lot of my fans wouldn't even have heard my music without public radio. Let's stay connected.
Esperanza. falak of hekat. Temu no ma, temu da khmom, kofi bayi.
Wayai, wayai, wayi, wayi, oh,
sangma.
Dem na batiku, teki suma, luko change. Khale biyo, bayi komu dem, da khosorina,
about that album, so we're trying to make our own. That is Afro Dream. They're an Italian band with a Senegalese singer. It's called Gis Gis, that's the name of the album, and we heard Jambar. That's our number two track on our top 30. Before that, El Houdi stepped in to thank public radio in the United States for helping get this kind of music out. The government, such as it is, wants to cut all their funding. In Canada, we're so fortunate to have a network of public radio stations like CFRO in Vancouver who have helped us get the word out. And we'd like to thank them and all our subscribing stations, which brings us to our number one track. It's called Tamat, and it comes from the self-titled album by Nusantara Beat. They're an Indonesian band from Leiden in Holland. And it's funk, it's punk, it's folk, it's fantastic. It's Tamat from World Beat Canada Radio, your number one tune on our top 10 countdown. Andrew McPherson from Guelph, Ontario, is a sound designer who brings us such projects as Echo Deck and Sonova, and his ambient neoclassical project is called Pepper Moth. The brand new album is Albedo, that is the light reflected from a surface, like moonlight. We take a breather with new Pepper Moth, another debut just for you. Albedo, the title track, is next. This is World Beat Canada Radio on Telcote.
Sonde. bois. Grand nous fait nous tout nous fait nous attendre. Combien de filles dans la rue qui appellent la guébaye? Combien de jeunes garçons font filo qui chitent dans la calle? Université qui a fait le bloc, qui a fait le bataille. Maman, c'est qui si qui a bataille, qui en va caille-faille? C'est là, nous, là, n'a pas des politiciens, pas penser pays. Les colères à tomber, c'est n'a pas pensé guéri. Les cyclones passent vite, il y aura qu'une guerre à pays. Les lapins tombent, paysans, il y aura dit Jésus, merci. Dans la diaspora, n'a pas travaillé, ouais, comme Bayo. Même l'État pour comme l'utiliser, il fait ça, fait Bayo. Combien de filles qui appellent tant nous faire business, Bayo? Pour qui ça l'est?
Salt Rock Palate Cleanser from Buenos Aires. That is Babasónicos and Separate Revelations, another new release, along with Wesley before that, who's a Haitian-Canadian, and his new album, Makea, brought us Afro B. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications. Check out Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. Find us on social media. Find us on Substack. And thanks for supporting us, as always. New music from Bebe on the way out, with the Chinese influence of the guzheng, which is a zither-like instrument, and production from Paul Elliott. It's called Two Moons. But our last word we'll give to somebody who knows something about the moon, Carl Sagan, who said, "We live in a world exquisitely dependent on science and technology, in which hardly anyone knows anything about science and technology."